And then it uses us. There are three different types of ksav. Okay, ksav means beautiful English. Script. And if you want to be very, very funky, and very, with the time you would say fans. Three different fans. Fans for Kesivas Stam. What are they? Base Yosef, Arizal, and Velish. What is the difference between the three? And what are all of the related, all of the related
ones?
What?
He said, what is that?
Base Yosef is number one.
Right.
Number two is Arizal. And number that Arizal lived not all that long ago. Okay, how long ago did Arizal live? He died, it told us he died before. 1492 is when his Talmud died. And Columbus discovered America. No.
So he got later. About 1570, no?
The voyage of the Mayflower, 1620, is when the Rav Chaim Vital died. Chaim Vital was the Talmud who was megala to the world who the Arizal was. If not Rav Chaim Vital, we may not even know about the Arizal. He is the one who put into writing all of the works of the Arizal. The Arizal never wrote what?
500 years ago.
1620 is when the Rav Chaim Vital died. He died. That was the end of the Tukuf of Kabbalah.
That's what his Talmud died for.
Right.
So he didn't die that much before that. He died in the year 1620. The Arizal probably didn't die. Probably died 20 years before that. I don't know exactly. Not that much before. The Arizal never wrote anything. He didn't write anything. Everything that we have from the Arizal was put into writing by his student of Chaim Vital.
And that's his kassav and his sacred Paris?
So Rav Chaim Vital was Megala, that the Arizal was of the opinion. There are certain letters of the Sifrei Torah, and some of the mezuzah should be written in a certain style. Explain. And then there's another kassav called kassav Velish. So let's explain. Let's first look who uses what? Ashkenazim.
Yes.
Ashkenazim who are not steeped in the world of Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. Ashkenazim who you would not call, now Hasidim are also Ashkenazim.
Right.
So we call them, they daven what's called Nusach Sar. But Nusach Sar doesn't mean anything. They're called Ashkenazim. They are students of Baal Shem Tov. They're the students of Baal Shem Tov really had no student. That's really one of a kind. They really, Hasidim sort of really started after Baal Shem Tov. You want to open up the gates. This thing called Hasidus, the whole history is very complicated, but Hasidim, people that attach themselves to a Rebbe and have Hasidus Shibukos, associated with Hasidim, they daven Nusach Sar. They typically dress traditionally with a spodnik or with a strangle, and their beards, all of their various customs, and the Kiddush and Abdullah, they daven Nusach Sar, and they generally, in their Kisei Kodesh, they use the Ksav of Arizal. Those that are not subscribers to the way of life of Hasidus, which goes about 450 years old, those who are students of the Gra, and the Gra's followers, who are traditional, who did not take on this new innovation of Hasidus, they use in their Kisvei Kodesh the Ksav of Beis Yosef. So in this shul, and the shadow of a doubt, the Sifrei Torah are all Beis Yosef. If you go to a Hasidus Shtibl, which is a Rebbe, the Ksav of the Sifrei Torah will typically be Arizal. What is Velish? Sfarim. Those that come from Spain or I'm not exactly sure the variations of Sardi. There are many different dialects, if you want to use that word, of Sardin. They have a tradition to use a ksav, a script called Velish. What is the basic difference between Arizal and Beis Yosef are minor differences. We'll discuss them in a few moments. Are minor differences. However, Velish is a completely different script. It looks very, very different. The basic difference between them is it round versus square? In the Goyish world, in English, there's something called cursive fonts versus serif fonts. It is a serif and cursive. One of them is pointy. All of the letters have sharp points.
It's the serif.
That's the serif. And the cursive fonts are all round, all delicate.
Sans serif.
What?
Sans serif. Rashi, without serif.
Sans serif. Those fonts are all round. And for different functions, you use different fonts. Newspapers always traditionally use the cursive fonts. New York Times, Ahe Mazeh, Times New Roman is cursive. It's pointy. The letters are very precise. Online, in more of the modern world on a screen, years ago they didn't have such high resolution screens. The style is to use the sans serif fonts. And so anyone that is in the world of design, anyone that is takes a course in a graphic artist, the first thing they're going to teach them is you have to know the difference between sans serif and cursive, and you have to know when you use a cursive font and when you use a sans serif font, when you're allowed to mix the two, and when it's yehorei v'al yavor in the world of design to mix the two together. There are a lot of rules, there are industry standards of when you use the cursive fonts and when you use the sans serif fonts. Okay, go online, you'll know all about this. There's an infinite amount of Torah on the two different types of fonts. This, Rabbi Sai, is not new. Velish is a sans serif font. Ksav Arizal and Beis Yosef is a cursive font. Beis Yosef and Arizal, there are very sharp points. Don't be very careful, you can cut yourself. You can injure yourself if you touch the end of the letter.
Right.
It's very, very pointy. When it's supposed to be a point, when it's supposed to be round, it's round. Velish is different, and there's a different surah to the R. You have to understand there's a science. There's an enormous amount of chokmah that goes into this. When you look at a fan, it makes an impression upon you. When you go, you make an invitation, you have to get an invitation in the mail. One of the most painful decisions, everyone here made a simcha at some point, and you went to a printer, or your wife went to a printer, and one of the most painful decisions you have to make that can drive you mad is what font do you want to use on the invitation? Do you want to use this sign? The first thing you have to decide is, are you going to use a cursive font or a sans serif font? And then after you decide which font you're going to use, you have to then select from the million fonts that are cursive, which are pointy, first, the million fonts that are in the category of sans serif. And there's a lot of science. When you look at a text, it makes an impression. If it's sans serif, it has a softer impression. You create a certain mood. If it's a cursive font, it presents a different type of mood, a more harsh, a more serious mood. It's incredible. The chokhmah, the psychology that goes into this is beyond belief. Yom Rav Gemara, the Gemara is a font on the page of the Gemara, the Vilna Shas, the Vilna font. It's called the Vilna font. And there's a certain expectation of the Vilna font. Years ago, they invented what's called a Rashi font. Rashi font has nothing to do with Rashi. Rashi never saw his life the Rashi font. For some reason, they called it the Rashi font to differentiate between the Gemara, the Vilna font, and the commentary. And we talk about this for ages. The Chochmah, what went on years ago, the difference in the style of writing even today, what kind of font it is, when you use a Rashi font, you're making a statement that this is a a perush. This is not a text. If you use a regular font, you make a statement, this is a commentary. Rashi font automatically means that I'm coming to the Mefarish. If you write a sefer in a Rashi font, my sefer is a commentary on the Rambam. It's a commentary, it's a commentary on a commentary. If you're writing a sefer with a regular font, no, I'm not writing a commentary. I am writing on my own man. I'm the Rambam. I am the Mechaber. Okay? The Ramah is a commentary on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a regular font. Rashi font is a commentary. That's a different story. Rashi's font is a certain font. It's also a cursed font because it's a harsh. They have sans serif Rashi. If you notice, the Agudas in South America, I don't know if they created their own font, but they used a Rashi font. A Rashi font for all of their design in the Siyam HaShas. They used a very unique font, a sans serif Rashi font. Rashi's font is always a cursive font. They pay attention to the Chochmah, the Gedolei Chochmah. A lot of design, they've good, very powerful people working for them. They know what they're doing. Probably spent a nice small fortune on hiring the best that's out there. And the truth is, when it comes to design, al tam v'reach, it's v'keach. Competing with Dirshu, they had their designers. Dirshu, each one was trying to outdo the other. And it's interesting, the different styles. When you get into this type of stuff, you can pick up a lot of rivalry between the designers at Dirshu versus the designers at the Agoda, in the type of impression they're trying to create with their design and the font. Font is a major statement. All of this, I'm telling you all of this in Shagas, the one reason is because it's amazing how this all really goes back. Doiros, all the way back to the time of the Messiah, whenever it came from, Velish is a sans serif. It's round. It's very delicate. It's very soft. Beis Yosef, shtak. It's very strong. It's pointy. It's sharp. And when you look at it on the page, it puts you in a very different frame of mind. Just like when you go to a shul, why do you daven in the shul, not that shul, on the Yom Meron? I like the Baal Tzvila. The Baal Tzvila has a certain presentation. The way he davens, there's a softness. Or some, no, I go to this one because I hear there's a certain yiras harayimus. I daven chayim olin. The davening is, the impression is yira. There's a harshness. The way the Baal Tzvila davens is a certain seriousness, certain harshness. Go to another shul, it's much softer. Someone explained what's the difference between this yeshiva and that yeshiva. He said, this yeshiva, the davening is yira, and this davening is ahav. So what appeals to you? Different strokes for different folks. Some people on the Yom Narayim, they feel they want to go to a davening of yira. It appeals to them. Some people, no. I want to go to a shul that's ahava. There's a certain tone that comes out in the Baal Tzvila, in the Nusach, in the Nigunim, in the way he conducts himself, in the way that Tzibur conducts themselves. Just like every person can appreciate that with regard to the Shmias Ha'ezen, listening to a Baal Tzvila, it's the same thing with script. When you open up the Sefer Torah Hagba, V'zois HaTorah, Asher Samay Shalifnei B'nei Yisrael. What are you presenting to the Tzibur? Are you presenting them a script that's cursive, that's very rough on the edges? It presents a certain toughness, a certain sense of yira, musar. That's what it does, a cursive font. Or are you presenting to the Tzibur more of a hava, softness? That's velish. That's the svardin. The svardish ksav is round. It's all around. Sensor. The Ashkenaz Ksav of Beis Yosef is cursive. It's pointy, it's sharp. It's a different tsura, a different impression. Okay, now, that's the basics. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty, the nasty stuff. There is absolutely no written Messiah regarding Velish and Arizal. Arizal, whatever it's written, is brand new because it's only 400 years old. There is no real written tradition. Zero. Zero. It's pure tradition. Let me explain. Beis Yosef, Ksav Beis Yosef, what we call Beis Yosef. Why do we call Beis Yosef? Because the Beis Yosef, who happened to be a Sfaradi, by the way, that's the irony. Okay, the irony is the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kaira was a Sfaradi,
right.
So Lachari would expect that his Sifrei Torah were in Ksav Velish, but the Beis Yosef, in Simon Lamed Beis, he describes in great detail, in very great detail, what exactly the Tzuros Oisios should look like, with great detail, Bidiyuk, based upon what we find in the Rishonim, Rashi's contemporaries. Rashi's contemporaries, they are Gemaras, well, throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, a little here, a little there, scattered throughout Shas, there are Mamori Chazal, about the letters of the elephants. And on the Gemara, the Rishonim make comments. And from their comments, we derive halacha, what exactly the letters are supposed to look like. The Gemara says that if the Dal and the Reish, and if a beetle comes and scoops up some ink from the corner of the Echod, you can make Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Acher. From there we learn that the Dalit must be pointy on the top right. Things like that. They are scattered Mamore Chazal throughout Shas, Bavli Yerushalmi, and the Rishonim comment. The Beis Yosef collected all of the comments with the assistance of other people, and he laid out in utter detail what exactly every letter is supposed to look like. The one who further clarified this matter is the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim came along and he went further, and he wrote a kuntros in the back of the Mishnah Berurah called Mishnah Soifrim, which further clarifies in utter detail the tsura of every single letter based upon what the Beis Yosef wrote. And the Beis Yosef drew everything that he said from the Rishonim. Now guess what? So it comes out that if you have tefillin that are Ksav Beis Yosef, you're in very good hands. Because you have a very, very powerful, clear Messiah that goes all the way back to the Rishonim, more than 1,000 years. More than 1,000 years. And Rishonim, they're recording the Messiah. Velish is a bit problematic. It really is.
What does it mean?
Velish, I don't know what it means. Someone here, Mayor, I'll fact check, he's already on the computer. He's already on the computer, looked up the translation.
What is the word velish? Where does it come from? Do you
velish,
know where the word comes
it's
from?
It's Sardis. It's a little bit, I don't know what it means.
Oh, okay.
Velish is a sound of the Sardis. There is no Messiah, Rabbi. There is no written Messiah. The way the letters look, but any Sardis should show
Welsh.
They sell food. It's easy. It's all over the place, the Ksav Velish. All over the place.
I remember reading the Sefer many, many years ago. I don't see them anymore. Naive, everything is very standard. But when I was very young, Sefer Torah, the letters were very narrow and elongated, almost a little bit more looking like Arabic. But I don't know what that was. I don't know.
There is nothing other than three, because there's no such thing. There's Sefer, Arizal, and Velish. That's it. There's nothing else. Obviously, everyone is doing handwriting. everyone has a different handwriting.
Right.
So
you narrow longer letters.
When you do Velvet also, you have a different handwriting. But the features. The features of the letter of Velish are different. The way each, there's a whole shulchan, you go into the store, they'll show you how to write Velish. You go right. How to write Velish. The problem is, there is no written, there's not one word in the Rishonin, how to write Velish. It's pure, pure tradition. Handed down one generation ago. Now the problem is, Rabbi Sai, the problem is, the way some of the letters in Velish are written are puzzled, Rabbi Sai, the way the letters are written in Velish, according to the Yosef, some of them are mamish puzzled. Okay, there's certain features, let's talk about the letter Yud. The letter Yud has to have a double kites, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's not really a great example, because in the Yevon, maybe it's kosher. In Velish, there's no such thing as having a second kites. It means two corners, two pronounced corners, big kites on top, and a small extension on the bottom. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you don't have that kites on the Yud, it's possible. So basically, it has the coins. They have two. The top is a big one, and the bottom is a small, teeny one on the left side of the yod. In Velish, they never heard of this. There's no coins. There are many examples. I can go over. I don't even have to go through piece by piece. So the problem is, it's puzzle. Where's your source? Show me a written rishon that says it's kosher. If you find your rishon that says it's kosher, it's kosher. Sorry, we have tradition. It's good enough. This is their Messiah of the Sarnim. We trust them. Their fathers passed, whatever. Their fathers passed it down, their grandfathers. This is the Messiah, kosher lechatchila mechudar for Sarnim. But if it's not your Messiah, if you're an Ashkenazi who is using Beis Yosef, and your Messiah is documented in the Rishonim and has been dissected and elaborated upon by the Achronim all the way down to the Mishnah Brura, that's as good as it gets. So there's an issue if an Ashkenazi goes to a Beis HaKnesses and they give him an Aliyah in a Sefer Torah that's written in Ksav Velish. Can he make a bracha? Because really, there can be issues where it may be possible in his Messiah for Ashkenazi. Halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to make a bracha. Because we trust him. If this is your Messiah, even though our Messiah tells us that it's possible, we accept. We accept your Messiah, we trust you, I eat your food, you can make a bracha. But it's not ideal. L'chadchila, do not put yourself in that situation. If you happen to be in that situation, it's okay. If you go to your grandson's bar mitzvah and they're reading there, and they're married in a Sfarish family, whatever, Sfarim, it's okay. However, there is no problem with it. There is no problem whatsoever for a Sfarim to make a bracha on Ashkenazi Sefer. Never. For a Svardi, I know it sounds racist, right? It sounds racist what I'm saying. No. But that's what the Pesachim say. There is no problem whatsoever for a Svardi to make a bracha on Ashkenazi Sefer Torah. Because we have the proof in the pudding. We got it right here.
Yeah, there you go.
And even you who have a Masorah, you don't have a Masorah that our Sefer is possible. It doesn't say anywhere that if you write the letter this way, it's possible. You don't even have a Masorah how to write your letters. You, when you write your letters, we accept. If this is your Masorah, call out. We'll make a bracha also if we come into your situation. But you cannot say that our Sefer Torah that it's possible, because it doesn't say anywhere that it's possible. And Adarabah, you have to acknowledge that our Sefer Torah are based upon hard, solid evidence. So a Svardi lichatchila can make a bracha on an Ashkenazi Torah. An Ashkenazi lichatchila should not put himself in that situation, if not necessary. But if he's in the situation or there's good reason to go into that shul, so gezunt de hey, if they give you an aliyah, you can make a bracha.
Now, right? The big thing is the ches.
That's the difference between Arizal. That's something else. That's Arizal. That's
the Svarim.
Okay, so everything is different. Everything about the Svarim is different. That difference doesn't pass for an Ashkenazi. That's a more difference. When you find an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah that is flat on top, it's kosher. But there are much bigger problems by Velish for Ashkenazi. But that's a minor difference. But Velish has its own ksav. It's a round ksav. Its ksav has features that in the world of Ashkenaz may be actually puzzle. That's all the nuances. But listen, that's their Masorah. It appears that even among ksav Velish, there are different dialects. There are different versions among different types of Sfarim. Okay. Now let's go back to Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim is Beis Yosef. Along came the Arizal. The Beis Yosef, it's not rigid. Today became rigid. Today became rigid, every little detail. But if you have a letter that's not 100% the way it's supposed to be, more often than not, it's still kosher. Okay, there are certain basic rules. You have a certain surah. Look, that surah should be round here, not square. It should go like this, not like that. But you all know that every so often the surah slips a little bit. Doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So it's also kosher. The Arizal came along, and he had abundant everything that the Beis Yosef would later have. Okay, Beis Yosef came much later, of course. He had access to all of the Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef and the Arizal made suggestions. That five letters, it's not only five, really it's five, really eight letters. Eight letters, there are 22 letters, plus the end letters, 27 letters. Eight of them should be written differently than is tradition. Eight of them. For example, the Ches. So, Beis Yosef, what does the Ches look like? Two Zions. What did he say? A Vav and a Zion.
Yeah.
Okay, many of the letters, instead of them being on the top of Zion, like the Shin, instead of being a Zion on the left side, it should be like a Vav. A Vav. A Vav, those type of differences. These differences, according to the Beis Yosef, if the Beis Yosef would see the way the Arizal, what he did to the Arizal, are they apostle? No, they're not apostle. It's not ideal. That's not what I'm telling you to do. That's not what it appears the Rishonim hold you should do. You've deviated. I can't say it's apostle. The Arizal, Al-Pi Kabbalah, understood that this is the way it should be, okay? Except. Now, there are other differences between the Arizal, very important, very quickly. The Arizal holds that when you write Hashem's name, there are two differences. Kavana has to be different than what is done by Beis Yosef, and there's a difference between the first He and the last He. Yud K, how do you spell Hashem's name? Yud K Vav K. Beis Yosef, the way you write a hay is only one way to write a hay. That's it. You write a hay, you're done. So, Arizal, the second hay in Hashem's name is done differently. The yud on the bottom is a different yud. It's done the other way around. It's a different type of yud. So, besides the eight letters, the way the Arizal demands you write Hashem's name and the kavanos that you think when you write Hashem's name are different. No one today does kavanah differently because no one knows kavanah anymore. But the way Ksav Arizal writes Hashem's name is different. Another major difference is in tefillin only. In tefillin only, there's a mesorah Beis Yosef, which is the first word of each line. There are four lines in the Tefillin Shel Arayish. I think seven lines in the Tilun Shalyat, there's a Mesora, which word should be the first word on each line. The Arizal has a different first word. So basically, I'm giving you really three major differences between Arizal and Beis Yosef. Arizal, there are eight letters that are written differently. And number two, the Hashem's name is written differently. Number three, the first word on the line of tefillin and mezuzos are different. They're different, choose different words. Don't mix and match. All the Pesukim say is, it's not a good thing, oh, for Hashem's name, yeah, it's always the best way to say it, but I want that the Hashem's name should be written like the Arizal. Some do that. Or I want this particular letter should be like the Arizal. Or, that's not a good thing. It's either all or nothing. Don't mix and match. After the Kach Sons, that in your home, all of your mezuzah should be one or the other. It's bad blood. Don't confuse the mezuzah. All of the mezuzahs in your home are a part of a team. All team members must be on the same team. If there's conflict in your team, there's no teamwork. It's not going to be shmira. So all of your mezuzahs should be, believe it or not, they say, should be the same. If you're an Arizal man, all be Arizal. If they're Beis Yosef, all Beis Yosef. Tefillin, you should have the same tefillin like in mezuzahs. Some say that. It just should be consistent. Okay. There are some issues though. Some hold that the Arizal also suggested that the tzadi should be written a different way. That's in Arizal. The tzadi. Okay, I'm almost finished. The tzadi should be written a different way. All of the differences of the Arizal's Ksav are not in the Akev in Beis Yosef. If you write Beis Yosef and you make a change and it's like the Arizal, it's still kosher. But the letter Tzadi, Tzadik, many hold is possible for Beis Yosef. If you change the Tzadi and you do it that wrong way, like the Arizal, there is a movement in Klal Yisrael is a very big source of contention that it's mamish possible. Mamish possible. The Chazon Ish was a very big fighter that it's possible. And because of the letter Tzadi, it tipped the scale for a lot of people, even if you come from Hasidish background, to wear tefillin of Beis Yosef and not to wear the Arizal. The saving grace for the all rely upon this is a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says it's kosher. If a tzadi is written like the Arizal, and you reverse the yud in the tzadi in the opposite direction, the Chassam Sofer writes it's kosher. They say when the Chazon Ish saw there are conflicting versions of what happened when the Chazon Ish was shown this teshuvas Chassam Sofer. One version was he was in shock. His jaw dropped, and he said, Eibaze, if that's the case, I'm no longer going to fight this. Yesh alni lismoich, and it's mutal lechatchila for people to continue wearing Arizal. And some say he wasn't impressed. He wasn't impressed. It's possible. So what many people you should know do, not many, but I think a lot of people who are very strong supporters of the Arizal, they have very big shrimals and very dark bekishes, and wear nice thick garters, and will never give up the Arizal Yehori Val Yavar, but come from a Litvisha background. They learn in Litvisha yeshivas, and the Litvaks are on their conscience. They have Arizal Ksav with one exception. The tzadi is written like a litvak. To be a tzadik, you gotta be a litvak. You can look like a chassid, you can smell like a chassid, you can eat like a chassid, and make a lechem like a chassid. But you gotta be a tzadik, a litvish tzadik.
Absolutely.
I'm not joking, Rabbi Isaac. This is no joke. This is no joke. The tzadi is the real issue. The second problem all of the time to just take away is the yisoides. There are only three ksavim. Nothing more. Velish, Sardin, Beis Yosef, and Arizal. The only one that has a real Mesoira is Beis Yosef. Velish is Mesoira. It's Mesoira. There's no documentation. Arizal is a spin-off of Beis Yosef. Alpi Kabbalah. Alpi Kabbalah, it's not a psul. Only letter, that's a little bit of a problem. A bit of time is a different order of the parashas. Yeah. You could have Beis Yosef, you could have Arizal Rabbeinu Tam, and you could have Beis Yosef Rabbeinu Tam. You could have Velmus Rabbeinu Tam. That's a whole different Indian. That's what we'll talk about the script. There's a difference in the Tzura. Is it cursive versus sans serif? That speaks volumes. The Tzadi is an issue. The Tzadi is an issue, and it's not going to mix. It's good to be pure, one way or the other, not to mix and to. And, but Beis Yosef is always the gold standard. You can never go wrong with Beis Yosef. The other ones, you really need to be a pure descendant of that line of people in order to hold on to that Mesorah. Otherwise, the default for a newcomer or someone who has any doubt is always going to be Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is the gold standard.